This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Fitbits, Jawbones, Apple Watches, personal health and wellness technologies are projected to be a $5 billion business this year. Even President Obama wears a Fitbit on occasion. But as it turns out, wearable technologies have a big obstacle to overcome. Sensors, those miniaturized devices that measure things like speed and motion. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
There are lots of different kinds of sensors that can track many things, but the tiny electromechanical sensors inside consumer products like Fitbits, they've had some limitations.
A lot of these wearables end up in the sock drawer.
Karen Lightman heads an industry group of sensor makers.
After you watch your steps for like 1 week, you're like, yeah, I get it. I understand. I need to walk more. Like, okay, that's not helpful.
So what would be helpful?
What was the name of this activity? Pectoral flies? I'm going to call them flies.
How about a wearable that can track all your exercises? That's what Adam Tilton and Camille Kimilevsky are working on at the startup Rhythmio. They've come up with a program that better understands the data coming out of motion tracking sensors.
Oh, and four repetitions, it figured out what you're doing.
Yep, and it popped up on my mobile phone. One.
The program Tilton has designed learns each person's unique patterns of movement.
So if you give me 10 seconds of motion sensing data, I'll tell you whether the user did 10 jumping jacks or 5 bicep curls or whatever.
Tilton could make his program even more accurate if he had more sensors, ones embedded in clothes. But put those clothes in a washing machine and the sensors would be ruined. Current sensors can't be washed. Karen Lightman of the Sensor Industry Group says there are other limitations, too.
There's still issues with respect to interoperability.
As in sensors talking to each other.
There's still issues with respect to energy and power management. And for wearables, that's a big deal.
There's a race to overcome these limits. Recently, Samsung came out with a new all-in-one chip that's more energy efficient and has better communication. Intel has announced a similar chip. Mehran Mehrigani is an engineering professor at Case Western Reserve University. He says now sensors need to go a step further to measure what's happening inside our bodies.
For example, it would be fantastic to do long-term, non-intrusive blood glucose monitoring.
And how realistic is that right now?
The sensor technology is not there to be able to do that type of measurement reliably.
Eventually, Mehrigani says sensors will monitor lots of vital signs, and they'll become so important that they'll be embedded in us.
Like the Borg in Star Trek, you can't afford not to become part of the collective.
We are the Borg.
Okay, and if we resist this future?
Resistance is futile.
In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.